Instagram.
At Chris Fade Show, Chris with a K. But you were saying, Chris, that something happened before you had that one-on-one.
So there's a if you go to the video on Instagram right now, Chris Fade Show Insta, you'll see I feel blessed that this happened to me. John Cena said, "You can't see me."
Which is so cool.
Now, if you don't know John Cena is one of the most infamous WWE superstar wrestlers in the world. This guy is unbelievable, right? And he's also doing the crossover to the movies. So he did his famous thing called "You Can't See Me."
Can't see me, yep.
All right, he's out here for a brand new movie, which is being released December 21st, called Ferdinand. Mm-hmm. So this opportunity of getting up on the stage and doing a little bit of interaction with John.
Right.
Anyway, we were told that we had to play a video game.
Correct.
So it was John Cena versus myself on a stage in front of a couple thousand people.
Mm-hmm.
The game was, it was a bull. If I pressed the keyboard, we had a keyboard in front of us.
Okay.
He had the letter Q that he had to keep pressing.
Right.
I had the letter P.
Okay.
So he was the letter Q and I was the letter P.
You push the letter, the bull goes up.
Yep, exactly. The quicker you press your button, the faster the bull does the race and finishes.
Yeah.
So there we are. We're doing this race. They go, "On your marks, get set, go." Bang. I'm pressing. John Cena is pressing.
Yeah.
I'm pressing. My bull is now way ahead of John Cena's bull. There's 2,000 people who are the biggest John Cena fans.
They're watching their idol lose to Chris Fade.
I took a little glance over, and I saw what was going on here. John Cena's hand is about the size of two of my hands.
Wow.
His finger is like three of my fingers put together.
Crazy.
So what was happening is that his finger was so large that he could not press one key
That's
properly.
Crazy.
So he was pressing his Q,
yeah.
But at the same time as pressing his Q, the number 1 and W was getting pressed.
Wow.
So his bull was not going up the mountain.
Right.
So I took the executive decision. I had this thought. Do I beat John Cena in front of all his fans?
Or
do I back off here and let him win?
So what'd you do?
I backed off and I let John Cena win.
Oh, you probably, chicken.
No, probably a good idea. It's John Cena,
So
man.
You see this bull on the big screen, my bull just basically stops and his just goes way ahead. And he wins. He then comes up to me and he goes, "I owe you one." And I thought, I'm all good. We're then backstage about 25 minutes later and he makes his way over to me. He's like, "Yo, what you did was really amazing. I'll never forget it. Thanks very much."
That's
and
awesome.
I shook his hand. I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, this guy's a legend, man.
That's really cool.
That's nice.
But you got to see the size of John Cena's finger. Seriously. Hey, up next, we did catch up. I caught up with John Cena one-on-one.
Yep.
He's here for a brand-new movie. We'll talk to John Cena next, 7:23 on Virgin.